Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is rolling out a new version of the Apple Support application for iPhone and iPad. This update brings the app to version 4.5, and it includes new features for getting price estimates for common repairs, and a new way to explain your device's problem and quickly get relevant support options. With today's update, you'll see a new option on the home screen of the application called Tell Us What's Happening. If you tap on this, you can quickly type your device's problem in your own words, and the Apple Support application will show you your options for getting your device repaired or ways to fix it yourself. This is a nice addition for people who know what's wrong, but they don't necessarily know how to navigate through the different menus of the Apple Support application. So this allows them just to type out the problem and the Apple Support app does the rest. Apple also explains that the Apple Support app will now show you price estimates for common repair topics. So for instance, if you tell the Apple Support app that your screen on your iPhone is cracked, it will now tell you up front how much that will cost to get it repaired, factoring in whether or not you have AppleCare Plus and how many accidental damage instances you have left. This should mean that people aren't presented with a surprise repair quote when they visit an Apple store or an Apple authorized service provider, so long as you properly describe and categorize your problem in the support app. You can find out how much these repairs cost in the application, then decide if it's worth it for you to head to the Apple store to get it actually repaired. You can download the latest version of the Apple support app on the App Store for free with all of these new features. In other news today, Apple appears to be addressing a long-running complaint from Apple Card users. In a new email going out to Apple Card users, Apple says that it has learned of instances where customer-initiated disputes may have been resolved incorrectly by Goldman Sachs. The backstory here is that Goldman Sachs is Apple's partner and backing bank for Apple Card, which means it is responsible for most of the finance-related features of the Apple-branded card. This includes things like approvals, credit limits, interest rates, and disputes. The wallet app on the iPhone makes it very easy for customers to initiate a dispute with a merchant over a purchase. Goldman Sachs then acts as a middleman, working with the merchant to resolve the issue on behalf of the customer, and then crediting the Apple Card balance. But over the years, Apple Card users have taken to Reddit and other forums to say that Goldman Sachs often fails to correctly resolve customer-initiated disputes. One user, for instance, said that they have never run into a card where disputes are so difficult, while others say disputes can take months to be resolved and still be resolved incorrectly. So Apple is now addressing these complaints, saying that it has identified that some customer-initiated disputes may have not been resolved correctly, and as such, it is inviting Apple Card users to have Goldman Sachs re-evaluate prior disputes by reaching out to an Apple Card specialist by March 9th. The company doesn't go into any additional detail on how widespread this issue might have been. But if you have an Apple Card dispute that was not resolved in your favor, you can have it reevaluated by going to the Apple Wallet app on your iPhone and chatting with an Apple Card specialist. This doesn't necessarily mean the outcome of the dispute will change, but it does give you another shot at making your case. Rounding out today, the popular video conferencing platform Zoom is rolling out an important update to its macOS application, following reports that the microphone on a Mac had not been disabled after ending a conference in the Zoom app. Since December of last year, a number of Zoom users have been complaining about this bug, saying that the Mac's microphone stayed active even after ending a Zoom conference, which obviously leads to a whole different array of privacy concerns. Thanks to a new privacy feature in macOS Monterey that shows an orange dot in the menu bar when an app is using the microphone, users were immediately able to notice that there was something wrong with the Zoom application. Users would end a conference in the Zoom application, but that orange dot would stay there, indicating that Zoom was still using the microphone of their Mac. Zoom confirmed that there was a bug in its macOS application that could cause the orange microphone in-use indicator to appear even after leaving a call, but the latest version of the app no longer has this issue. The company says the bug was addressed in Zoom for macOS version 5.9.3, so all users are recommended to update to that as soon as possible. It's unclear if there was ever actually anything nefarious going on here, but most users don't have a lot of trust when it comes to Zoom. The company was forced to pay $85 million in fines last year after lying about having end-to-end encryption. The company also faced a major vulnerability on the Mac in 2019 that could have allowed websites to hijack your Mac's webcam. But again, Zoom says this problem is fixed in the latest version of the application, version 5.9.3, so we highly recommend updating to that as soon as possible. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.